Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Politics A. I am your host, Aiden, and today I'm going to be focusing on the federal election that we are currently in the middle of and that we're going to be having somewhat shortly at the end of April. April 28th is Election Day. Make sure to go out and vote. Hopefully we can have higher voter turnout than we did for the Ontario provincial election. But yeah, I want to talk about a few things. One is an Abacus data polling that I want to talk about. And the other is the promises that the parties are making. And specifically so far, it's been on the economy and economics, and specifically taxing or taxation. So first is this Abacus data poll that says that Liberals take the lead for the first time in years. And there's a bunch of polling in here that I think is pretty interesting. But it shows that committed vote intention, the Liberals are now above the Conservatives at 38%, with the Conservatives dropping to 37%. It shows committed vote intention by province slash region. A bunch of very interesting things. It talks about the predicted 2025 election winner, Liberal Party at 40%, Conservative at 34%, NDP at 5%, and then unsure at 21%. Government approval ratings, impression of Mark Carney is pretty high, 41%, and then negative is 30%. Impression of Poilievre has gone down. Negative is now above positive. Impression of Jagmeet Singh has, his negative perception has continued to grow. And then obviously impression of Donald Trump, very, very low positive, very high negative impressions of Donald Trump for Canadians. Now, I want to talk about this, not because I'm going to 100% believe this. Polls are polls, and we won't actually know who wins the election until after April 28th. But I want to bring this up because if Pierre Poilievre and the Conservatives do not win this election, one, he immediately is going to be booted from the Conservative. He can no longer be the Conservative leader because clearly he is unable to beat the Liberals. Second, this is just a generational fumble to lose. To lose the massive lead that they had over the Liberal Party is insane and ridiculous. It's like a generational fumble. I don't think it's going to be very one-sided. I honestly think the election is going to be pretty close. Again, polls are polls. You have to wait and see till people actually start to go out and vote to be able to see like who's actually going to win. But I do think that it is very interesting to see this happening, and it's like, it's, I don't know, it's just, I think it's just a generational fumble. Like, I don't know what other way to put it other than he should not be losing this. He should single-handedly be winning this election, not single-handedly, but he should be above and beyond winning this election. And the fact that we are even debating whether it'll be Carney or Poilievre, the Liberals or the Conservatives, is ridiculous. Jagmeet Singh not winning or falling makes a lot of sense. I think that he has lost a lot of reputation with a lot of voters, specifically in the way he handled his agreement with the Liberals. So does not surprise me that the NDP are fairly low. Again, they're also like a third party, so people don't always think of them as like a contender. But yeah, I think it's, I don't know, it's very interesting. I'm very excited for this election to see how it goes, because I don't know, I think it's gonna be pretty close. And again, I'm not celebrating that like, oh, the Liberals are gonna win or anything like that. Obviously they could still lose, but it's interesting to see just the fumble that the conservatives have had. Like, it's insane. Yeah, I don't know, it's gonna be interesting to see. But I think it's important for us to go to what each party is proposing. Now, I'm going to talk mostly about the like tax cuts that they're talking about, because that's what a lot of the parties are talking about. I have been unable to find, at time of recording this, I've been unable to find any party platforms, so we can't go through that. I could go through the old party platforms like I did with the provincial election, but they're from 2021, and like, I don't know. I don't think it's very worth it to go through that. I think it's a lot of stuff has changed, so I'm just going to go through what has been said. There's this CTV news article, kind of goes through everything that they've all said, and really what everybody has been saying. The conservatives and liberals have been very similar in what they're saying. They want to cut taxes. So it says the liberals and conservatives are both offering to reduce the lowest marginal tax rate in Canada, currently set at 15%. The liberal proposal would reduce that to 14%, while the conservatives would take it to 12.75% over 3 years. It says that these proposals would hit a very wide swath of Canadians. That's because of how marginal tax rates work in Canada. All taxpayers, even those who will make $150,000 in 2025, pay 15% income tax on the first $57,375 they earn, and higher rates on the share of income they make above that. Okay, here we go. This is, I think, the interesting part. I'm going to focus on the Liberals and Conservatives, and then I will get to the NDP and Green, because both of those groups are very similar in what they're proposing. So it says that the Conservative campaign estimated that a Canadian earning $57,000 in a year would save $900 under their proposal, or $1,800 for a dual-income household, while the Liberals said their plan would, quote, save two-income families up to $825 a year. Now, I don't really like either of these plans, and I especially don't like the Conservative plan. Now, you might be wondering, why don't I like that? They're lowering taxes even more. That should be a good thing. Well, as I'll get into, this isn't directly just helping the lower class. It's also reducing a lot of money that the government makes. And how are you going to cover those losses? It says, okay, the Conservatives said their proposed tax cut would be fully implemented by fiscal year 27 to 28. They project it would cost the government $7 billion in each of the first 2 years and $14 billion a year after that. Okay. The Parliamentary Budget Officer projects on its website that the Liberal proposal would reduce federal tax revenue by $5.9 billion annually. So that's a lot of tax revenue that the government is then losing. How are you going to make that up? Are you going to borrow more money? That's everyone's biggest problem with the Liberals, is that they borrow too much money. So how are you going to cover that? Especially the $14 billion a year with the Conservatives. It's a lot less money that the government's going to be making. So how do you cover all that? Well, they're probably going to cut costs. PP has already said that he wants to cut bureaucracy, which I think is fine. I think that's across the board, everybody is fine with. I even agree with that. Now, the way he goes about it, I hope, is so much better than in the U.S. DOGE is a mess and has cost the U.S. more money than it will ever save. But I hope they go about it a different way than that. But like, yeah, I do agree. We probably have way too many people hired. We probably have people who are not doing their job and are taking advantage of being a government employee. I completely agree with that. But the way they go about it, I am curious to see how that'll work. I'm unable to find what I wanted to look at. But my point is, or my point was that a lot of prime ministers will come into office promising smaller cabinets, because big cabinets, you have to have a lot more ministers and hire a lot more people, which takes up money. And a lot of people, or a lot of prime ministers, promise that they're going to lower cabinet size, get into power, have a really small cabinet, and then realize that it's way too much work, and then end up having a much larger cabinet than they thought, than they promised, or even probably more than they wanted. So that's what I mean with this stuff, with especially Polyhev. I'm and conservatives in general, I'm very skeptical of, they promise something, how are they actually going to do it? Because Polyhev just talks in slogans. He doesn't actually talk about what he's, how he's actually going to enact it and how he's actually going to do it. It sounds really good, but when you think about it, oh wow, that's a lot of loss revenue for the government. How are you going to make that up? How is the government going to be able to sustain all the programs we have, all of that stuff? All of these like really essential things, whether you think they're good or not, some of them are extremely essential. How are you going to do that? He wants to increase our military, or like build up a better military. How are you going to do that when you're also cutting funding? You're then going to have to cut funding to a lot of other things to then pay for it, or you're going to take out a lot of debt. And people are freaking out about the amount of debt that Canada has and all this stuff. So I'm very skeptical of that. Similar thing with the Liberals. I don't think that cutting taxes is the best thing to do. So for the NDP and the Green, they're very similar, but the NDP says the NDP criticizes the Liberal and Conservative tax proposals, claiming both plans would serve to benefit the richest taxpayers instead of the struggling Canadians. Instead, the plan put forward by NDP would increase the basic personal amount, the share of income free from tax, for those earning under $177,882 a year, and lower it for anyone earning more. The NDP estimates that a Canadian earning between $19,500 and $177,882 would save $505 a year under this plan. The Green Party pitched a similar proposal, a plan to increase the basic personal amount to $40,000. The party estimated this would save taxpayers earning less than $100,000 up to $3,675 annually. Yeah, and another problem with the Liberals and Conservatives, with the Liberals, Canadians living below the poverty line would only receive $11 and $25 from the Conservatives. Like, it's not actually that much money for the people who are really struggling. The NDP plan gives a bigger boost to income to low-income people that reduces benefits for higher earners. The NDP plan runs into the same problem as the Conservatives and Liberals plans. Low-income earners already have access to a series of credits that sustainably reduce their taxable income, which would diminish the effects of the tax breaks at the bottom end of the bracket. This guy says you can give them more credits or you can change the tax rate, but it doesn't matter because they have enough credits, so they don't pay personal income taxes. This is very difficult. It's very difficult to figure out what actually to do properly. Yeah, Phillips said that if the Liberals and Conservatives wanted to offer more targeted and less costly relief for Canadians, they could have pitched income-tested credits aimed at lower earners, but those proposals likely would be complicated and trickier to explain during an election campaign, she said. I'm sure that all these design options were considered, she said, and that they've gone with a really straightforward reduce the tax rate. I don't know. It's it is frustrating that we as a society are so stupid that we cannot get the best tax plan because it is too complicated to explain during a campaign cycle what that would mean. And so instead we have to go with the easier thing of, well, we're just going to cut taxes. I don't know. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. Very difficult to say what will happen for them. I don't know. I'm very interested in this. I'm very excited and I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen. Part of me wants Polyev to win, a minority government, but still win just so that he actually has to do something. But at the same time, if he doesn't win, then, you know, he's not going to be in power for much longer. But yeah, I don't really have much more to go off of. There isn't a lot that's come out. None of the parties have released their plan that I could find, at least. I haven't seen anything. And it's mostly just been this. Polyev also mentioned something about more boots, not suits. Yet again, another slogan. And it was about, like, trades. And, like, while I do agree that we need, like, trades jobs, I'm just slightly worried about how much we're pumping in, because it's eventually going to be a bubble and it'll eventually pop and there will be too many people that have invested time into learning these trades. I'm interested to see how much he's going to continue to pump that. Yeah, Paulie, he can't really campaign on a lot of stuff anymore because Carney has gotten rid of the carbon tax. So we can't call him carbon tax Carney anymore. I think he's done the no tax on homes under $1 million. I think Carney's done that as well. A lot of people are criticizing Carney for just taking the policies that the Conservatives have, but if he does not think that they're good policies, is that not what you want from him? If you do not believe, if you are upset at the carbon tax, he clearly sees that, oh, this is not good. Public response to it is not high. People clearly don't like it, so we'll just get rid of it. It's on consumers. I assume it's still on businesses and stuff like that. And still, that's what the Conservatives are saying, is they just want to completely get rid of it. The Conservatives have promised a lot of stuff about like our natural resources and everything, but yet again, have not expanded a lot on how they're going to make sure that they don't destroy the environment. They say they want to reward businesses who produce something under the like world average of like CO2 emissions or something like that. I don't know. Just there is so much stuff that it is very difficult to keep track of everything and to understand what it all means. That's why I was like, I just want to focus on the economic portion of this. And I don't know that I agree with either the Liberals or the Conservatives' plan. The Liberals are, at least they're not losing as much money. I'm worried about the Conservatives if they're going to come in, lose us a bunch of money, like lose the government a bunch of tax revenue, and then how are they going to make that up? Okay, you're going to fire a bunch of government workers. They then have to get jobs. Kind of harms the economy a bit. You're still not going to make that much money off of government workers. You're going to have to cut services. What services do you cut? There's like a bunch of stuff. I don't know. It's very interesting to see. Hopefully next week I have a bit more to talk about. Nothing much has come up. I have a few things in the background that I'm trying to do and work on and get going, but it's been very difficult to move those along. It's also coming into the final stretch of the semester of university, so probably towards April episodes will come out a bit more scarce. But yeah, that's it for me. I'm looking forward to each new week of politics in Canada, and how I hope that you look forward to hearing it from me. I will see you all next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.